It's the Dr. Decker Weiss Show, the heart of integrative medicine. Now, here's your host.
Good pill, bad pill time. And today's pill we are looking at is Xanax. Xanax is a medication that hundreds of thousands of Americans and people worldwide rely on to get through anxiety, panic attacks, panic disorders. But at the end of the day, looking at it from both a science point of view, both from a pharmaceutical point of view, as well as an integrative doctor point of view, is it a good medication? And this time I'm going to give you the answer first and explain why. The answer is no. Xanax is not a good medication. It should not be prescribed. But hear me out. That class of medicines called benzodiazepines, it's a long word, benzodiazepines, that include drugs like Restoril and Klonopin and Valium and those. It's a beneficial class of medicines. Xanax just is a bad one. And listeners, you need to understand that if you are reusing Xanax to help you with anxiety, you need to go to your doctors or nurse practitioners, whoever's prescribing it, and change it to another one within the class. And let me explain why. When a patient comes into your office and they have anxiety, we feel almost as trapped as you do. And I'm just being very, very honest here because, you know, we go to school because we want people to be out of pain. We go to school because we want to help people have more full lives. Me in cardiology, a lot of that's getting their heart to stop being sick and to clear the arteries and get more circulation and get it stronger so they can go back and enjoy their life. Anxiety is different because anxiety is all about the mind. And we feel a lot more helpless with the mind. And I know that sounds kind of weird, but understand this. When somebody comes in and they have a weaker heart, I got things I can do. I can use herbs and medication and exercise, and I can get more circulation, or I can call a surgeon and have like Victrice or Vicks a valve or whatever it is. There's things I can do, but the mind, we're very helpless. So we prescribe. Now, the way we should prescribe medications for anxiety is as part of a plan on relieving it, whether it is detoxification, cleaning up your diet, whatever it is that you do as an integrative doctor, acupuncture, homeopathy, herbal therapies, whatever. When you use medication, it should be one part of the therapy and for short-term use. Now, I do put people on benzodiazepines. I generally will use Klonopin or clonazepam. I use it because it doesn't have as many side effects or problems as other benzodiazepines, including the one we're talking about, Xanax. Now, the problem with Xanax is that it's too short-acting. So what happens is, and this is relative to other benzodiazepines. Listeners, be very clear here. I think this is a class of medications that help people every day. But Xanax needs to be taken out of the picture. Xanax, it came into light because they wanted a different type of benzodiazepine. They wanted to market and say, okay, this benzodiazepine lasts longer, and this one lasts stronger, and this one helps with this. This one was Xanax as a short half-life. So you could take it multiple times through the day. Bad, bad idea. I mean, really, really bad idea. Why? Because you're taking it and you're withdrawing all on the same day. These are addictive, okay? All benzodiazepines are addictive, but you shouldn't be taking it and withdrawing from it within the same amount of hours. What does that happen? That causes a major amount of side effects. Xanax, over time, will have side effects such as shaking, irritability, impaired coordination, fatigue, drowsiness, headaches, insomnia, memory problems, lightheadedness. Now, granted, I know what you're saying out there. Hey, Dr. Weiss, all of these benzodiazepines can cause similar symptoms. Yes and no. You have to understand when you're taking a drug that wears off within a few hours, You can go in and out of those symptoms all through a day, and it's unnecessary. You don't have to do it. You can take a longer acting one like clonazepam or others that you don't start to withdraw from within a few hours of taking it. Dr. Weiss, but what about the person that has a panic attack and just needs that short, you know, short acting pill just to get through with it, and on the other side of it, they're fine? I'm telling you, clinically, I've been around Xanax for a long time. Don't take it. There's others in the class. Clonazepam is cheaper. Clonazepam is more available. And clonazepam is less addictive. All of those things are good things in a bad situation. When you add Xanax to the situation, you're adding a bad thing to a bad situation. Let me repeat that. Use Klonopin, you're adding a good thing to a bad situation. You add Xanax, you're adding a bad thing to a bad situation. Now, yes, all of these are addictive. And that's why I go back to that all of these benzodiazepines that are out there, Valium, all of them, these medicines should only be one part of your therapy for anxiety. Now, I'm going to tell you my plan for anxiety. When I have a patient come in and they're having anxiety, panic attacks, stress from work, can't sleep, I will use some clonazepam. I will use a quarter milligram, which is half of the lowest dose, as needed throughout the day, and then sometimes for sleep. With that, I will also let them know that I will find out more details about their stress. So let's say the stress is at work, and then in a month, that stress is going to be over because they're retiring. Okay, then I might just tough it out for a month. But let's say it's their work, and there's no end in sight. This is what they do. They work for an air conditioning company in an office, or they do whatever. They hate their job, but they can't leave it right now. Then what I tell them is you have to counter your stress. I will give you the low dose, half a pill to take occasionally, but I want you to do other things like fix your digestion. Why? Because serotonin, one of your calming neurotransmitters, is made in the digestive tract. So yes, they go on clean foods. You drop the sugar, all the things you've heard about from nutrition over and over. But this time we're trying to fix the nervous system. And you can't fix that eating junk food all day long. So when they get the prescription for Klonopin, I get an exercise plan going. I get a diet going with that. And I will also run their neurotransmitters. There is a urine test out there where I can look at norepinephrine, dopamine, norepinephrine, and I find out what's going on. I will run that as part of a way to get them under control. So when they come back in 2 weeks, now I can see, oh, low serotonin or low taurine or low glycine. I can see their individual pattern as to why they're having anxiety. So, look, you're in a bad position if you're out there taking Xanax, and I'm sorry, but it is the wrong drug for you. Should you just stop taking it? No, okay? Look, you can't stop taking it right now because Decker Weiss says that it's not a good medicine. But what you do is if you're taking Xanax is you call your doctor and you schedule an appointment. And you go in there and you say, hey, I was listening to Radio MD.
60.
This integrative doctor, Dr. Decker Weiss, gets on the air and he tells me that Xanax is a short-acting drug and I can have withdrawal symptoms through the day and I should be on a long-acting one and see what they say. They'll probably say I'm right because there is no argument. It's just the laws of pharmacology. Xanax, it's a bad pill. But benzodiazepines, as a class, like Klonopin, it can really help people out. Anxiety is a terrible, terrible thing. All physicians want to see people with anxiety get better. And it's okay to use medication for a short time while you're cleaning up the diet, while you're getting their neurotransmitters tested, and then you fix them, while you're adding the exercise in, and then you wean off of that benzodiazepine and you get control of your anxiety. And that's how we roll and keep you healthy so you stay well at Radio MD, RadioMD.com.